The Luminous 100, Luminous Ego Development by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity, Luminous Evolution from Impulsive to Transpersonal Selfhood. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, Luminous Ego Development from Impulsive to Transpersonal Selfhood.
Contents.
1. The Impulsive Ego, Mapping the Terrain. 2. The Modern Ego, Traps, Transitions, and Transcendence. 3. Transpersonal Selfhood, The Science and Spirit of Evolution. 4. Practices for Luminous Evolution, Tools and Techniques. 5. Divine Play and the Fun Within, The Mechanics of Attraction. 6. Healing as a Property of Reality, Clearing Apertures. 7. Integration, Humility, and the Map Ahead. The Impulsive Ego, Mapping the Terrain. 1. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Stormy mind, still now. Ego's dance settles to light. Lila's gentle flow.
Good.
Reality is not always a matter of something happening. It can also be a matter of nothing happening. Alan Watts. 2. Parable. The Bird and the Wind. Once, there was a young bird named Kite, who lived on a high cliff. Kite was eager to fly, but every time he tried, he flapped his wings furiously, fighting against the wind that pushed him back. The older birds watched with patience, knowing that Kite's struggle was part of his journey. One day, Kite paused, took a deep breath, and let the wind lift him effortlessly. He found himself dancing with the air, no longer fighting but flowing with the rhythm of the sky. From that day forward, Kite soared with grace, understanding that true flight came not from force, but from surrender to the dance of the wind. 3. Structure and Technique. Practices that scale over time. 1. The 3-second pause. Before reacting, pause for 3 seconds to observe the impulse without acting on it. This small act creates space between stimulus and response. 2. Breath as anchor. Practice deep breathing, anchoring impulsive thoughts in the present moment. Over time, this builds a stronger foundation of presence. 3. Reflective journaling. Write down your impulsive reactions daily. Reflect on their patterns and roots. As you deepen your practice, notice shifts in how impulses arise. 4. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Impulsive ego. The reactive, unintegrated aspect of selfhood that operates from automatic patterns, often driven by unconscious fears or desires, before it evolves into more integrated forms of awareness. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is one impulse you felt today that you can observe without acting on it? 2. Middle. Searing where in your life are you still fighting against the wind, instead of learning to dance with it? 3. End. If your impulses were no longer a source of suffering but a path to deeper understanding, how would your life change? 6. The body. The impulsive ego and Lila. The impulsive ego is not inherently bad. It is a stage in the dance of evolution. Like a river carving its path through stone, impulses shape our experience but do not define our destiny. Healing is not something we do to ourselves. It is what happens when. The modern ego, traps, transitions, and transcendence. Tuning fork. Haiku. Mirror on the wall. Reflects my face, my shadow. Which one is me now?
Good.
The privilege of a lifetime is to become who you truly are. Carl Jung. Parable. The Crow's Leap. A crow lived in a city, prized for his black feathers and clever talk. He told stories to humans, who laughed and fed him crumbs. But one day, the crow looked up at the sky, endless and blue, and felt a longing, a memory of wings stretched wide. He remembered the trees, the wind through branches, but he had forgotten how to fly. The cage was his comfort, his security, but it also bound him. The humans admired his wit, his ability to mimic their voices, but they never asked him what it was like to be free. One night, as the city slept, the crow spread his wings and leapt, not toward freedom, but toward the moon. And in that leap, he flew.
Structure et technique.
1. Aperture clearing, daily. Spend 5 minutes journaling. Where do I feel stuck or contracted today? What happens if I soften there, just a little? 2. Mirror exercise weekly. Write down an aspect of yourself you judge, e.g., anger, shyness. Then, write what it would be like to embrace that fully, what gifts lie within it. 3. The leap, monthly. Do one thing that scares you but isn't dangerous, e.g., speak in public, try a new skill. Notice the resistance and the relief when you do it anyway. These practices are simple yet powerful because they work with systemic flows, not against them. Like autopoietic systems, they adapt and evolve over time. Citation needed. Autopoiesis. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Modern ego. The modern ego is the adaptive yet limiting structure of selfhood shaped by cultural conditioning, cognitive biases, and social roles. It seeks security, but often traps itself in identity, resistance, or rigid narratives. Transcendence occurs not by its negation, but by clearing apertures within it, allowing space for Lila, divine play, to move through. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is one way your ego has served you, and where does it now hold you back? 2. Middle. Searing if your ego were a prison, what would you need to do to walk out the door without looking back? 3. And where in your life can you play with the unknown, trusting that complexity will guide you? The body, Lila and the ego's dance. The modern ego is a master of survival. It clings to narratives. I am. Transpersonal selfhood, the science and spirit of evolution. Tuning fork. Haiku. A single cell knows. The song of becoming light. Lila hums in dark.
Guaga.
Citation needed. Who looks outside, dreams. Who looks inside, awakes. Parable. The river's secret. Long ago, a young monk asked his master, "How do I become one with the river?" The master replied, "You already are, but you forget." The monk sat by the river for years, watching leaves dance and waters shift. One day, he noticed the river's laughter, not in its roar, but in the quiet spaces between. He realized then that the river had never asked to be anything but itself. The master smiled. "Now you see, the river does not strive. It is."
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
1. Daily breath practice. Spend 5 minutes daily breathing consciously, imagining each exhale clearing a small aperture in your being. 2. Mirror reflection. For 2 minutes daily, gaze into your own eyes without judgment. Observe the spaces between thoughts. 3. Play without purpose. Once a week, engage in an activity, dancing, drawing, building, purely for joy, with no attachment to outcome. These practices scale over time, deepening breath work, reflective gazing, and increasingly complex play. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, transpersonal selfhood, the state of being where the individual's identity expands beyond the ego to encompass the interconnectedness of all life, aligned with evolutionary intelligence and divine play, Lila. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What part of my identity feels stuck in time, resisting evolution? 2. Middle. Am I willing to dissolve my familiar self to make space for the transpersonal? 3. And how can I today play with reality as if it were a living system, co-creating with Lila? The body, aligning with evolutionary intelligence. Transpersonal selfhood is not an escape from the personal, but its fulfillment, the moment when the ego, no longer a cage, becomes a lens to see deeper. This is where evolutionary intelligence shines, not as a force we command, but as a field we dance within. Science calls this self-organization. Systems, whether cells, societies, or galaxies, evolve not by blind chance, but through patterns of attraction and dissipation, dissipative structures. They form attractors, stable yet dynamic shapes that pull the system toward coherence. This is Lila, the divine play where order and chaos swirl like eddies in a river. Healing, then, is not an act of will but a property of reality. When apertures clear, whether in thought, emotion, or perception, the transpersonal flows through, like light through stained glass. Every tradition, from shamanism to quantum physics, is a mirror reflecting this truth. The work is not to become something new, but to recognize what already is, the play of form and formlessness, the cosmic and the ridiculous, held in balance. Here, humility meets rigor. We are not masters of evolution. We are its temporary expressions. To align with transpersonal selfhood is to learn its dance, neither forcing nor resisting, but flowing as the river flows. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Evolution does not climb ladders. It dances in spirals. 2. The ego is a map, not the territory. Transpersonal selfhood is walking the terrain. 3. Lila laughs when you try to tame it, yet it answers only to play. 4. Healing is gravity. What is dense, pain, fear, dissolves into its native light. 5. Self-organization is the universe's way of saying, try this. 6. The transpersonal self does not seek enlightenment. It recognizes the light was never extinguished. 7. To be human is to forget you are a temporary attractor in a vast, laughing system. 3 exercises. Building transpersonal strength. 1. Accessible. Breath as aperture. Daily. Sit quietly and breathe for 5 minutes, imagining each exhale clearing a tiny aperture in your being. Reflection. Notice how this feels like dissolving resistance. 2. Deepening. Mirror of Lila. Weekly. Stand before a mirror. Gaze into your own eyes and ask, without words, what is playing through me now? Reflection. Journal one phrase that arises. It may be a message from the transpersonal self. 3. Advanced. Play as practice. Monthly. Engage in an activity, dancing, drawing, building, with no goal other than to enjoy the doing. Reflection. Observe how the outcome, if any, feels like a gift, not a demand. Citations. Citation needed. Who looks outside, dreams. Who looks inside, awakes. Dissipative structures. Concept developed by Ilya Prigogine. Citation needed. Autopoiesis and attractors. Work of Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela, Stuart Kaufman. Lila as divine play. Origin in Hindu philosophy. Verify attribution. Citation needed. Okay, I'm about to write a chapter titled Transpersonal Selfhood, The Science and Spirit of Evolution. This is part of a book called Luminous Evolution, From Impulsive to Transpersonal Selfhood, which focuses on ego development from impulsive to transpersonal stages. The chapter should be a standalone holon but also fit within the larger narrative. First, I need to structure this chapter according to the given movements. Let me break it down. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. Haiku should be life-uplifting and original. Quote, attributed to someone profound, likely related to evolution or selfhood. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. Needs to illustrate transpersonal selfhood or evolutionary intelligence subtly. 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. Should be practical yet profound, something that can be applied by readers at different stages of their journey. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition related to the chapter's theme. Likely a term like transpersonal selfhood or evolutionary intelligence. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1 at the start, 1 searing in the middle, and 1 at the end to provoke thought. 6. The body, the core teaching centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. Should integrate science, complexity science, attractors, with spirituality, Lila. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms or atomic truths that encapsulate the essence of the chapter. 8. 3 exercises. Start accessible, then deepen and finally advanced to build strength over time. 9. Citations. Need real sources where possible. Mark, citation needed for claims needing verification later. Let me start drafting each section one by one. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. I'll try to write something about evolution or transpersonal selfhood. Maybe something like, spring blooms, then fades. Yet the root remembers sun, evolution's dance. But that feels a bit generic. Let me think deeper. Perhaps a single cell knows. The song of becoming light. Lila hums in dark. Yes, that feels more original and life uplifting. Quote, I need a profound quote related to transpersonal selfhood or evolution. Maybe something from Carl Jung or a mystic. Who looks outside, dreams. Who looks inside, awakes. Carl Jung. But is this attributed correctly? I think it's actually from him, but I should double-check later if needed. For now, I'll use. Citation needed. Who looks outside, dreams. Who looks inside, awakes. But perhaps a more direct quote about evolution or selfhood would be better. Maybe something like, the universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine. J.B.S. Haldane. I recall this one, but I'm not sure if it's exact. Alternatively, a more spiritual one. We are like the spider. We weave our life out of nothing, and in that very weaving we create ourselves. Unknown, but feels profound. Let me go with the first haiku and the Jung quote for now, marking citation needed if unsure. 2. Parable. I need a story that subtly teaches about transpersonal selfhood or evolutionary intelligence. Maybe something about a river or a tree growing over time, symbolizing evolution. Let me try this. The river's secret. Long ago, a young monk asked his master, how do I become one with the river? The master replied, you already are, but you forget. The monk sat by the river for years, watching leaves dance and waters shift. One day, he noticed the river's laughter, not in its roar, but in the quiet spaces between. He realized then that the river had never asked to be anything but itself. The master smiled. Now you see, the river does not strive. It is. This parable suggests that transpersonal selfhood is about aligning with one's true nature without striving.
3 structures et techniques.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. Maybe something like breath as anchor. Start with simple breath work to ground oneself. Mirror gazing. Looking into one's own eyes to see beyond the ego. Playful meditation. Engaging in Lila-like activities, e.g., dancing, drawing, without attachment to outcome. But I need to frame it more formally. Maybe.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
1. Daily breath practice. 5 minutes of conscious breathing to align with the present. 2. Mirror reflection. Spend 2 minutes daily gazing into your own eyes, observing without judgment. 3. Play without purpose. Once a week, engage in an activity, dancing, writing, building, purely for joy, not outcome. These are scalable. One can deepen breathwork over time, reflect more deeply, or explore play with increasing complexity. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for transpersonal selfhood. Maybe. Luminous definition. Transpersonal selfhood. The state of being where the individual's identity expands beyond the ego to encompass the interconnectedness of all life, aligned with evolutionary intelligence and divine play, Lila. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start. What part of my identity feels stuck in time? Resisting evolution? Middle. Searing, am I willing to dissolve my familiar self to make space for the transpersonal? And how can I today play with reality as if it were a living system co-creating with Lila? 6. The body. Core teaching centered on Lila. This should integrate science, e.g., complexity science and spirituality, Lila. Maybe structure it like this. The science and spirit of evolution. Transpersonal selfhood is not an escape from the personal, but its fulfillment, the moment when the ego, no longer a cage, becomes a lens to see deeper. This is where evolutionary intelligence shines, not as a force we command, but as a field we dance within. Science calls this self-organization. Systems, whether cells, societies, or galaxies, evolve not by blind chance, but through patterns of attraction and dissipation, dissipative structures. They form attractors, stable yet dynamic shapes that pull the system toward coherence. This is Lila, the divine play where order and chaos swirl like eddies in a river. Healing, then, is not an act of will, but a property of reality. When apertures clear, whether in thought, emotion, or perception, the transpersonal flows through, like light through stained glass. Every tradition, from shamanism to quantum physics, is a mirror reflecting this truth. The work is not to become something new, but to recognize what already is, the play of form and formlessness, the cosmic and the ridiculous, held in balance. Here, humility meets rigor. We are not masters of evolution. We are its temporary expressions. To align with transpersonal selfhood is to learn its dance, neither forcing nor resisting, but flowing as the river flows. 7 7-7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms, like atoms of truth. 1. Evolution does not climb ladders. It dances in spirals. 2. The ego is a map, not the territory. Transpersonal selfhood is walking the terrain. 3. Lila laughs when you try to tame it, yet it answers only to play. 4. Healing is gravity. What is dense, pain, fear, dissolves into its native light. 5. Self-organization is the universe's way of saying, try this. 6. The transpersonal self does not seek enlightenment. It recognizes the light was never extinguished. 7. To be human is to forget you are a temporary attractor in a vast, laughing system. 8. 3 exercises. Progressive, in depth. 1. Accessible. Breath as aperture. Daily, sit quietly and breathe for 5 minutes, imagining each exhale clearing a tiny aperture in your being. Reflection. Notice how this feels like dissolving resistance. 2. Deepening. Mirror of Lila. Weekly, stand before a mirror, gaze into your own eyes, and ask, without words, what is playing through me now? Reflection. Journal one phrase that arises. It may be a message from the transpersonal self. 3. Advanced. Play as practice. Monthly. Engage in an activity, dancing, drawing, building, with no goal other than to enjoy the doing. Reflection. Observe how the outcome, if any, feels like a gift, not a demand. 9. Citations. I need to mark where sources are needed or uncertain. The quote from Carl Jung. Citation needed. Who looks outside, dreams. Who looks inside, awakes. References to complexity science, dissipative structures. Attractors, these should come from real sources like Ilya Prigogine or Stuart Kaufman. Maybe. Dissipative structures refers to systems that maintain order while dissipating energy, a concept developed by Ilya Prigogine, citation needed. For autopoiesis and attractors, I can cite Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela or Stuart Kaufman. Lila is a term from Advaita Vedanta or non-dual traditions. Need to verify if it's attributed correctly. It might be more of a modern metaphor here. Citation needed. Lila as divine play, originally a concept in Hindu philosophy. Now, let me assemble this into a cohesive chapter. Transpersonal selfhood, the science and spirit of evolution. Tuning fork. Haiku. A single cell knows. The song of becoming light. Lila hums in dark.
Gua.
Citation needed. Who looks outside, dreams. Who looks inside, awakes. Parable. The river's secret. Long ago, a young monk asked his master, how do I become one with the river? The master replied, you already are, but you forget. The monk sat by the river for years, watching leaves dance and waters shift. One day, he noticed the river's laughter, not in its roar, but in the quiet spaces between. He realized then that the river had never asked to be anything but itself. The master smiled. Now you see. The river does not strive. It is.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
1. Daily breath practice. Spend 5 minutes daily breathing consciously, imagining each exhale clearing a small aperture in your being. 2. Mirror reflection. For 2 minutes daily, gaze into your own eyes without judgment. Observe the spaces between thoughts. 3. Play without purpose. Once a week, engage in an activity, dancing, drawing, building, purely for joy, with no attachment to outcome. These practices scale over time, deepening breath work, reflective gazing, and increasingly complex play. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, transpersonal selfhood, the state of being where the individual's identity expands beyond the ego to encompass the interconnectedness of all life, aligned with evolutionary intelligence and divine play, Lila. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What part of my identity feels stuck in time, resisting evolution? 2. Middle. Am I willing to dissolve my familiar self to make space for the transpersonal? 3. And how can I today play with reality as if it were a living system, co-creating with Lila? The body, aligning with evolutionary intelligence. Transpersonal selfhood is not an escape from the personal, but its fulfillment, the moment when the ego, no longer a cage, becomes a lens to see deeper. This is where evolutionary intelligence shines, not as a force we command, but as a field we dance within. Science calls this self-organization. Systems, whether cells, societies, or galaxies, evolve not by blind chance, but through patterns of attraction and dissipation, dissipative structures. They form attractors, stable yet dynamic shapes that pull the system toward coherence. This is Lila, the divine play where order and chaos swirl like eddies in a river. Healing, then, is not an act of will but a property of reality. When apertures clear, whether in thought, emotion, or perception, the transpersonal flows through, like light through stained glass. Every tradition, from shamanism to quantum physics, is a mirror reflecting this truth. The work is not to become something new, but to recognize what already is, the play of form and formlessness, the cosmic and the ridiculous, held in balance. Here, humility meets rigor. We are not masters of evolution. We are its temporary expressions. To align with transpersonal selfhood is to learn its dance, neither forcing nor resisting, but flowing as the river flows. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Evolution does not climb ladders. It dances in spirals. 2. The ego is a map, not the territory. Transpersonal selfhood is walking the terrain. 3. Lila laughs when you try to tame it, yet it answers only to play. 4. Healing is gravity. What is dense, pain, fear, dissolves into its native light. 5. Self-organization is the universe's way of saying, try this. 6. The transpersonal self does not seek enlightenment. It recognizes the light was never extinguished. 7. To be human is to forget you are a temporary attractor in a vast, laughing system. 3 exercises. Building transpersonal strength. 1. Accessible. Breath as aperture. Daily. Sit quietly and breathe for 5 minutes, imagining each exhale clearing a tiny aperture in your being. Reflection. Notice how this feels like dissolving resistance. 2. Deepening. Mirror of Lila. Weekly. Stand before a mirror, gaze into your own eyes, and ask, without words, what is playing through me now? Reflection. Journal one phrase that arises. It may be a message from the transpersonal self. 3. Advanced. Play as practice. Monthly. Engage in an activity, dancing, drawing, building, with no goal other than to enjoy the doing. Reflection. Observe how the outcome, if any, feels like a gift, not a demand. Citations. Citation needed. Who looks outside, dreams. Who looks inside, awakes. Dissipative structures. Concept developed by Ilya Prigozhin. Citation needed. Autopoiesis and Attractors. Work of Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela. Stuart Kaufman. Lila as Divine Play. Origin in Hindu Philosophy. Verify Attribution. Citation needed. This chapter stands alone as a holon but also fits within the larger book's arc. It blends science, complexity theory, with spirituality, Lila, offers practical techniques, and provokes reflection through questions and exercises. The voice is architectural yet warm, rigorous yet humble, aligning with Emmanuel Santa Anna's style. Let me review for coherence and depth. Tuning fork. Haiku sets a poetic tone. Quote anchors in wisdom. Parable. Story carries the teaching subtly. Structure and technique. Practical yet profound. Luminous definition. Clarifies the term without over-explaining. Appreciative questions. Start, sear, and end with reflection. The body. Core teaching integrates science and spirit. 7-second sentences. Aphorisms distill essence. Exercises. Progressive depth builds strength. Citations. Marked where needed. I think this works. Let me polish the language, slightly for flow. Practices for luminous evolution. Tools and techniques. Tuning fork. Haiku. Winter moon glows bright. A single leaf dances in wind. Lila's gentle hand.
Quote.
Play is the highest form of research. Albert Einstein, citation needed. Verify or find a more fitting quote. Parable. The gardener and the orchid. In a quiet village nestled between misty mountains, there lived a gardener named Kale. He tended to his orchids with meticulous care, pruning, fertilizing, and watering each plant according to the seasons. His garden was renowned for its beauty, but one particular orchid, known as the Luminous Bloom, stood out. It was said that this flower only bloomed when the gardener approached it with a heart full of play, not duty. One year, Kale fell ill and could no longer tend to his garden. His hands trembled, and his steps were slow. The villagers, seeing his struggle, offered to help him with the daily chores. But as they took over his routine tasks, something strange happened. The luminous bloom did not appear that season. When Kale recovered, he returned to his garden, but this time, he approached it differently. He no longer followed a rigid schedule or set of rules. Instead, he spent his days in the garden, humming tunes, laughing with the bees, and dancing lightly between the rows of plants. To the astonishment of the villagers, the luminous bloom appeared, more radiant than ever. Kale realized that it wasn't the care or the routine that made the orchid bloom. It was his alignment with the joy and playfulness of life itself. The garden thrived when he danced with it, not when he worked for it. Structure and technique. Practices for luminous evolution. Luminous evolution invites us to engage with life as a playful dance between structure and fluidity. These practices are designed to help you align with this rhythm, whether you're just beginning your journey or have been walking this path for some time. 1. Playful breathing, accessible. Find a quiet place where you can stand or sit comfortably. Take 3 deep breaths, inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. On the next inhale, imagine breathing in lightness and playfulness. On the exhale, release any tension or seriousness you're holding on to. Repeat for 5 to 10 cycles. As you become more comfortable with this, try adding gentle movements like swaying side to side or clapping your hands lightly on the inhale. 2. Journaling moments of Lila, deepening. Keep a journal where you record small moments of joy, play, or curiosity in your day. Each evening, reflect on these moments and write about how they felt. Did you experience a sense of flow? Did time seem to disappear? Over time, you'll begin to notice patterns in when and how Lila manifests in your life. 3. Meditation on complexity, advanced. Sit quietly and bring to mind an aspect of your life that feels chaotic or overwhelming. Instead of trying to control or simplify this chaos, observe it as a dynamic system, like a river branching into streams and tributaries. Reflect on how you can adapt and flow with this complexity rather than resist it. This practice helps you cultivate resilience and creativity. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, Lila. Term, Lila. Meaning, the divine play inherent in the universe, where evolutionary intelligence manifests as joyful exploration. It is the space between structure and fluidity, order and chaos, where true creativity and self-organization emerge. Three appreciative questions. 1. Start. What small moments of joy or play have you experienced recently? How did they feel in your body? 2. Middle searing. How are you currently out of sync with the rhythm of Lila in your life? Where do you resist or cling rather than flow and play? 3. End. What would it look like if you fully embraced Lila as a way of being? What fears or beliefs might need to shift for this to become your natural state? The body, aligning with Lila. Lila is not merely an abstract concept. It is the very fabric of reality when viewed through the lens of complexity science. It is the play within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems that drives both personal and collective growth. In complexity science, we see that systems, whether they are ecosystems, economies, or human bodies, evolve not just through external forces like natural selection, but also through internal dynamics like self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis. These processes create patterns that attract certain outcomes, what some call the law of attraction, but in reality, it is Lila, the inherent tendency of systems to explore, adapt, and innovate through play. Healing, then, is not an act of the self but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. When we align with Lila, we open ourselves to this flow, allowing complexity to do its work without our rigid control. Every tradition, whether spiritual, philosophical, or scientific, is a mirror reflecting this truth back to us. The work is not about becoming something new, but about clearing the apertures in our being so that Lila can move through us freely. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size. Thus, it can be told as play. This is why practices like playful breathing or journaling moments of joy are so powerful. They help us reconnect with this innate rhythm. Aligning with real complexity science helps us see that structure and technique are not rigid rules, but living systems that evolve over time. The practices you engage with now may look different a year from now, just as the luminous bloom in Kale's garden adapted to his changing relationship with it. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Lila is the dance between order and chaos. Your life is its stage. 2. Healing is not an act. It's a property of reality waiting to flow through you. 3. Every tradition mirrors what you already are. Clear the aperture, and the light shines through. 4. Play is the language of evolutionary intelligence. Divine play and the fun within. The mechanics of attraction. Winter snowflakes dance. Each a unique, fleeting art. Play weaves them together. The world is a plaything for God, and we are its playful mirrors. Rumi, citation needed. Verify attribution. Parable, the river and the dancer. Long ago, in a valley where rivers met, there lived a young dancer named Imani. She loved to dance along the riverbanks, moving with the water's rhythm. The other villagers would watch her, amused, but they never understood why she danced. There was no music, no audience, just the river and the wind. One day, an old woman who lived in a cave near the river approached Imani. "Why do you dance?" she asked. Imani replied, "I don't know. I just feel compelled to move with the water." The old woman smiled. The river does not dance because it wants to impress anyone. It dances because that is its nature, to flow, to shape itself around stones and bends, to find harmony in its path. You, too, are dancing your nature. Years passed, and Imani grew older. She no longer danced alone. Others joined her, learning from her movement. The river continued to flow, carving paths through the land, creating pools where life thrived. One evening, as Imani watched the sunset reflect on the water, She realized that the river had never stopped teaching her. It didn't preach or command. It simply was, and in its being, it showed her how to dance with life itself. The old woman appeared beside her once more. "Do you see now?" she said softly. "The river does not seek to attract. It is attracted by the land, by gravity, by the turning of the earth. And yet it attracts too. Fish follow its current, plants bend toward it, and birds drink from its pools." Amani nodded, understanding that attraction was not a force she wielded, but a way of being in harmony with the world. Structure and technique. Practices for clearing apertures. Divine play thrives in spaces where structure meets spontaneity. These practices are designed to cultivate apertures, openings through which the intelligence of reality can flow without resistance. 1. Breath as play, accessible. Sit comfortably and close your eyes. Breathe in for a count of 4, hold for 2, exhale for 6, but instead of rigidly counting, treat each breath as an experiment. Let the rhythm shift naturally based on your mood or surroundings. The goal is not control but curiosity. How does this breath feel now? What if I try breathing in sync with my heartbeat? Practice for 2 minutes daily. 2. Mirroring movement deepening. Observe a living being, an animal, a child, or even the way shadows move on a wall. Try to mimic their movements exactly. The sway of a tree, the gait of a cat, the flutter of a flag in the wind. Notice how your body adjusts without conscious thought. This is autopoiesis in action, your system self-organizing around the movement you mirror. Practice for 5 minutes daily. 3. Unstructured play, advanced. Choose an activity with no rules or goals. Finger painting, stacking objects, improvisational dance, or even rearranging furniture without a plan. The key is to approach it as if for the first time, without preconceptions about how it should be done. Reflect afterward. Where did I feel most alive during this? What resisted my playfulness? Practice for 10 to 30 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week. These techniques scale with your depth of engagement. The more you clear apertures, both mental and physical, the more the playful intelligence of reality can move through you. Luminous definition. Divine play, Lila, the spontaneous, intelligent movement of reality through cleared apertures in perception and action. It is the third factor in emergent systems, after form and function, where self-organization, creativity, and attraction arise not from will but from alignment with the natural dynamics of complexity. Divine play is neither randomness nor control. It is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the space where the cosmic and the ridiculous dance together. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life have you experienced a moment so fully absorbed that time seemed to disappear? What does that absorption feel like now when you recall it?